Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. That song's called The Nexus. It's from the Innocent Age album. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you've got going on, whatever you're excited about, whatever you're frightened about, wherever you are in the time continuum of business ownership, startup, growth to divestiture, we've got something that you can use there that will help you. You can read or listen to at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the past work that we've done with our good friend Paul Casey, who's given us so much great information over the years. Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. Paul is the author.
My pleasure. Always is great.
Well, we enjoyed having you too, as always. We always get smarter when you join us. Is Self-Employment for You is his book. And tell us that website again, Paul, quickly.
It's prospectsforsuccess.com. All right. 20 questions, the self-employment test.
Oh, yeah. Take the self-employment test, folks. It's fascinating. I promise you, you'll learn something about yourself. And thank you for making that available, Paul. Okay.
My pleasure.
So we're talking about branding. What else do we need to know about branding in the 21st century, branding in the age of the customer? What's different?
Well, I don't know. The final thing I'd like to say is that I think that you should really put in what your, especially if you're a small business, to put in your title what you do. For example, you put into your title, your brand, Small Business Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly what you're about. I know instantly you're an advocate for small business.
Yeah.
And what your show is about, or
make your title and your tagline intuitive.
Exactly. So people understand it. Don't make people search for you or try to scratch their head and figure out what you're doing.
Right.
I'm a big proponent of that. You're an attorney, you don't put Davis, Jackson, and Webster. You put personal injury attorneys, or
right.
You put estate planning.
Somehow,
like
yeah,
that.
that's your tagline. Yeah,
at.
I had a consulting company before I started my radio show, and my tagline was, "I'm a vice president you can rent."
Yeah, there you go.
Nobody ever was confused about what I could do for them.
That's right. So I'm just a big advocate for that. I write radio copy in my real life, and I really try to tell people in their ads, whatever, just to be upfront and direct as to what they do, and don't make people work
mm-hmm.
and try to figure out what you're doing. Don't be too creative.
Because These days they're not going to work. They're going to move on, aren't they?
That's right. Jim, when we're back in the 1970s, there were 8 or 9,000 information pieces a day. Now, what, it's 45,000?
Yeah, there are 8 or 9,000 a second these days.
Right.
What's your Twitter feed if you don't believe that?
Yes, exactly. So those are some of the things that I think are, really important. And I think, as we've talked about earlier, that just pay attention to all fronts as to what you're doing and give this time.
Well, how can you got any ideas on how to get your customers to help you grow your brand and strengthen your brand?
Well, I think that is, looking at a well-executed campaign, as you point out, Twitter, or other social media, or Facebook, or things like that. If you have a launch date and really give it a lot of thought, that as in political campaigns, they're saying either you define yourself or someone else will. It's
mm-hmm.
the same thing here. Have a well thought out campaign and look at it that way. And when you launch it, I think you through all the mediums that again you carefully do this and roll it out in every aspect.
Well, the thing that I think that I think an opportunity that I think people miss a lot of times in small business branding is not really realizing that some of their best brand advocates are their employees who touch their customers more than anybody does. And to
sure.
me, one of the best things you can do is have your in-house brand advocates, your employees, developing and nurturing and strengthening your brand with your external brand advocates, which are your customers. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. And I think that's overlooked a lot. And a lot of people inside, they should be reminded of that frequently as to what the spirit of the company is, why you're here beyond the paycheck, and what our mission is and what we're trying to do. And so they will be the people out there saying over the weekends or on their Facebook accounts and Twitter and whatever they do, this is what I do and why. So,
right.
Yes, something simple, direct your employees.
Absolutely. Hey, Paul, give us that website one more time, please.
Prospectsforsuccess.com.
And the new,
all
and
one
the,
word.
The survey that they can take there is called what?
The self-employment test. You take 20 questions. It takes about 5 minutes. If the results are feedback to you, if you take the test, the higher you score, I believe the higher your prospects for success.
It's a great.
You fall short in certain
areas. I've taken it, by the way, folks. It's a great tool. Is Self-Employment for You is also the book that you can find at his website. Hey, Paul, come back again real soon. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back, but not today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.